all about young children, language development, and literacy. Speaking at around 48 months of age. Speaking. Examples of children learning to communicate and express themselves using language at around 48 months.
May I cut?
In the first clip,
banana?
Five children are sitting at a table with a teacher. Bowls of fruits and vegetables are on the table. Some children are peeling or cutting bananas with a plastic knife. A girl asks the teacher, "May I cut banana?"
Can I have more sticks?
Here.
In the second clip, three children are playing at a sand table filled with wooden sticks, sand, and plastic farm animals. A teacher is sitting with them. A girl who has no sticks asks a second girl who is holding several sticks, "Can I have more sticks?" In response, the second girl uses her free hand to pick up some sticks from the table, says, "Here," and drops the sticks in front of the first girl.
"I'll show you that you can have these guys. These mooses are magical, so they don't need any blankets."
In the third clip, a boy and a girl are playing on the floor in front of a shelf with plastic animals. There are also a lot of toys on the floor. Holding toys in each hand, he says to the girl, "I'll show you what you can have." Pointing to toys on the floor, he explains, "These mooses are magical, so they don't need any blankets." Then he puts down a toy and explains, "And these second guys are magical, too."
Hands to paint?
Yeah, so leave it to me.
Alrighty, I'm going to leave it to you and you can figure it out.
In the fourth clip, a girl sits on the floor wearing a paint smock and has some blue paint on her hands. The floor is covered with newspapers and a large sheet of mural paper with blue handprints on it. The teacher asks the girl if she's going to paint with her hands and places a tray with paint in front of her. She responds, "Yeah, and so leave it to me."
"Look what I'm doing. I'm making another river. I'm making another island, Nanu."
In the fifth clip, several children are playing outside in a sandbox with some water in it. A boy says, "Look what I'm doing. I'm making another river." Then he looks toward someone out of view and says loudly, "I'm making another island, Nanu." In the sixth clip, children are playing outside in a sand area. A girl with her arms wrapped around a pole says, "Hard work. Wow. You dug so hard to make the slide."
"Oh, you have two tickets. Thank you."
In the seventh clip, children gather on the rug for a large group activity. A boy comes over to the teacher and says, "I have two tickets," and hands them to her.
"I don't know how to fold yet."
"Oh, I'd be happy to show you. I know you like to learn new things."
In the eighth clip, a boy is in the doll area with a teacher who is folding doll blankets. She asks him if he wants to fold blankets. He responds, "I don't know how to fold yet." She offers to show him. He notices two toy plastic stairways on the floor, says that they don't belong there, and picks them up. He explains, "Because they're for the house. They should go in the house if they're not using them. They should go in the house." As he talks, he walks over to the dollhouse and starts to put them inside it.
"Oh, how about cucumbers?"
"I'm going to make new strong."
"Cucumbers do? Do we have a cucumber?"
In the ninth clip, a boy is sitting at a table and eating a banana. The teacher asks about a cucumber. The boy says, "They help to make you strong," and flexes his biceps.
"I made this one with Peyton."
"You did? Earlier when I was in here?"
"Yeah, but Peyton grabbed all the blocks from here."
In the 10th clip, a girl is building with blocks on the floor. She explains to the teacher that she made the structure with Peyton and that Peyton grabbed all the blocks.
"This is a dragon in the game."
In the 11th clip, a boy is on the floor surrounded with plastic soda bottles filled with colored liquids. He points to one of the bottles and explains to someone who cannot be seen that it is a dragon in the game, just like the queen dragon. Then he says, "The queen dragon is the strongest animal ever," lowering his voice to a whisper for emphasis.
"My mama's hold me in my lap because I was crying when I was a baby.
In the 12th clip, a girl is holding a squeeze bottle while working on a project. She says to the teacher, "My mama hold me in my lap because I was crying when I was a baby. I was. Don't want to get buckled in the plane. I didn't want to get buckled when I was a baby."
Together they collected so many donuts that their wagon broke down.
Like a tow truck. Like a car.
In the 13th clip, a boy is sitting in a teacher's lap as she reads him a book. When the teacher reads about a wagon breaking down, the boy says, "Like the tow truck, like car."
What's happening to the water? Where's it going?
Down here. It's a river.
In the 14th clip, some children are playing in a sand and water area. A teacher asks about where the water is going, and a girl points and says, "Down here." Then a boy says, "It's a river."
What did you use to make this home? What did you use?
In the 15th clip, a girl looks at a card and an open shoebox with her father. They are at a table on which there are a number of open shoeboxes and cards next to the boxes. The father reads to his daughter from the card he is holding. "What did you use to make this home?" Then he asks, "What did you use?" She responds, "I used the people." The father then asks, "What else?" She responds, "And I used the leaves," and points inside the shoebox they are looking at. The father says, "That's right, I see leaves. And what else? What are these little things?" The girl says, "They are buttons." The father comments, "Buttons, that's right."
The troll said, "Now I'm coming to gobble you up."
No!
What does gobble you up mean?
In the 16th clip, a boy is sitting next to a teacher while she is reading a book to him. The teacher asks the boy, "Do you know what the troll said? Now I'm coming to gobble you up." The boy emphatically says no and smiles. Then the teacher asks, "What does gobble you up mean?" He replies, "Eat you." The teacher repeats, "Eat you."
It's kind of thin.
In the 17th clip, a boy is standing at a table playing with a structure he constructed with plastic ramps and tubes. At the top of the structure is a flat piece with a hole in the middle on which marbles are placed. Once through the hole, the marbles roll down the interconnected ramps and tubes until they reach the bottom of the structure. In the middle of the structure is a plastic wheel. The boy spins the wheel and says, "This can spin." Then he places several marbles in the top of the maze and watches as they roll down. When they get to the bottom, he exclaims, "Yeah, that was fast." As a teacher approaches him, the boy says, "Hey, these are fast ones." In response to a question from the teacher, he says, "There are a lot of fast ones." As he points to each marble in his hand, he says, "This one's fast, this one's fast, this one's fast." The teacher exclaims, "Wow," and then points at a nearby marble, picks it up, holds it in front of the boy, and asks, "How about this one?" He takes it from the teacher, looks at it, and says, "That one is slow." In the 18th clip, a group of children are sitting on a rug and chanting a poem with accompanying gestures in unison with a teacher who is leading the chanting. When the poem comes to the word lemon, several children say, "It's sour." The teacher asks the children if they can show her a sour face, and one of them does so and says, "Ooh."
My daddy's bed and my mommy's widow.
In the 19th clip, five children are sitting at a round table, drawing pictures with markers. A girl says to the teacher who is sitting with them, "My daddy's big, and my mommy's little."
Yum.
Yum.
It's not good, Carly.
It's not sweet? Let me see.
In the 20th clip, a boy and a girl are at a table with a teacher. Fruits and vegetables in bowls are on the table.
It's kind of a little salty.
The girl bites and chews a piece of fruit and says, yum. The boy tells the teacher that the carrot he's eating isn't good. The teacher responds, it's not sweet. Let me see. Well, the boy says, no. After the teacher picks up a carrot from a bowl and takes a bite, the boy says, it's salty.
It's gonna fall. And I have to connect it and make another one.
Why do you have to connect them?
In the 21st clip, two girls are building with blocks, and a teacher is sitting nearby. One girl places blocks on the top row of her structure with space in between them. She says, I have to connect them to make another one. The teacher asks, why do you have to connect them? She explains, because I need to make two windows. Then she says, I made two, one big and one small. Parent discussion of children's speaking at around 48 months.
Some of the things I noticed, and one of them, the man kept on asking the little girl open-ended questions about, well, why do you think it's like that? And it forced her almost to give her opinion or to communicate aloud. So I'd say that was one of the things I noticed right away, is asking open-ended questions so that it encourages the child to respond.
I've been doing that a lot with the boys lately, just asking them if, you know, as we read a book, sometimes stopping in the middle or just waiting till the end, you know, what did you like about the book? What did you not like about the book? I used to, just to be frank, get really irritated if they would interrupt me when I was reading. And I just want to get through the book. I'm tired too. But my younger son likes to interrupt in the middle of the book when it makes him think of something. And so now I just stop and we have a little short conversation about that, because I want him to be able to connect the dots and share what he's thinking and how he's reacting to the story and stuff. And so it's kind of fun, because sometimes they'll connect, you know, stuff that seems very closely related to the story, and other times it'll just take them somewhere completely different.
And the one thing also that I notice is a lot of things they're doing, they're learning the communication by playing. Mm-hmm, like the colors of the bottles, yeah, and the blankets, and they're thinking about, I want to put this back in the house. I mean, it all kind of intertwines with each other.
Yeah.
They're learning to interact and say how they feel by playing.
Yeah. They need that free time. And so that was really cool to see that in the videos too. I always see that here, where the kids can choose what they want to do and they have their choice time or whatever. But it's nice to see that that's happening in a lot of different places.
Yeah. Something that we've done at home recently, my son had asked, how did the water, he's taking a shower, and said, where does the water go when it goes down the drain? And my husband actually got his coloring crayons out and a piece of paper and actually showed how it went down and went under the ground. And of course, that's now hanging in my son's room still. Yeah. And this was like 6 months ago. But he understood the concept, and he was very curious, like, where does it go once it goes down? So by picture was one of the things we did, and using his paper and his coloring crayons to show him.
When we drop my other son off at school and we leave here, there's a drain out here, like a creek. And so Randy asks, what connects to that creek and where does it go? And sometimes before I answer the question, I go, I don't know, what do you think? Where do you think it goes? And then see what they say. And then I could say, wow, that's a really good idea. I think it might go this way. What do you think about that? And just see how they respond to that too. Oh, rather than just answering the questions.
My son, he's into the phase of making up words. Like, if he doesn't know what he makes the word up. I was like, well, what does that mean, you know? And they're the silliest words in the world, but I mean, my husband gets a little tense, like, shouldn't we be correcting him? Yeah. Like, do you think a 4.5-year-old should be talking like Shawababama? Or, you know, and I was like, I think it's fine, you know? I mean, I don't really, he's having a great time with it. And I always felt like, you know, play, he's mentally involved in it and he's feeling good about it. I don't really want to interfere with that. And I feel like the words will come if we don't, you know, stop. Like, if I use vocabulary that's bigger than he's used to, and, you know, and I think he can actually, like, what do you do? Like, listen to the context and fill in the meaning, even if he doesn't understand the direct word.
Yeah.
And then later, I have heard him use some of these, like, you know, words that are more than monosyllable.
What I typically do, if he does say something that isn't the right way of saying it, I'll use it in a sentence afterwards correctly. But I don't necessarily point it out that you said the wrong thing or the wrong word.
Yeah.
I don't know what's right and what's wrong, but I do typically correct it, but not say, you're saying it the wrong way, but I'll say, I'll repeat his sentence, but saying it correctly.
Mm-hmm. The way I do is when he's playing or he's like when he's a construction worker building things, and every time he's like, oh, I'm going to put this together. I'm like, oh, you're going to construct a new building. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'm going to support it. I'm like, you're going to scaffold. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as he's playing and doing things and using his words, as I tell him what a great job he's doing, I, you know, say what he's doing and language that's, you know, higher level.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.